Here's another perspective for you on what your role is as a real estate agent. When you passed the real estate exam, that was the kind of the easy part in a way. The real test is your ability to separate yourself from the herd of other agents. Yes, we talked about you are a storyteller. That's a part of this. The main thing is when somebody says to you, hey, what do you do for a living? Your response, which we've been saying since the 1990s, I'm an asset manager. To that, they say, oh, well, what do you do? I'm an asset manager in real estate. I help out, our team helps out hedge funds, relocation companies, investors, you know, families that are buying and selling. I hold a real estate license. Now, if you said to people, hey, guess what? I'm a realtor. No offense against our brand. However, you want to see people run? You want to see people turn you off right away because they've got a preconceived expectation of what you are. Used car salespeople get a really bad rap. Why? Because there's a lot of really bad used car salespeople. Are there good ones? There's probably great ones with great integrity, class acts, kind people. But has that been your experience? But let's say your friend has had an experience with a realtor and it wasn't good. Or they tried real estate and it didn't work for them. Why? Because 9 out of 10 agents with the greatest of intentions never make it. They're highly skilled people, at least they feel like they are, and they're out of the business within 3, 4, 5, 6 months. So what we don't want to do is start telling all of our friends, hey, I'm a realtor. First of all, your friends already know 7 people that are realtors with 10 years of experience, and you have none. You're what I call, if you're new, a parachute packer. I remember when I was living in St. Louis near an airport, I used to say to agents, hey, if I get a job out there packing parachutes this weekend, I started, my question to you would you be my first jump? Meaning, can I pack your parachute? Of course they'd say, no, call me when you've had 100 people use the parachute, or have you packed it for yourself and you jumped? Why? Because there's fear. If I'm packing their parachute, there's a lot on the line if I did it wrong. That's the same thing with realtors. When you're brand new, sometimes you don't get a shot. Why? Because you're brand new. And they perceive you're a parachute packer. You're brand new. It's too risky to go with you. So this time they'll be safe and they'll go with somebody with a proven track record. So how do we separate yourself from the herd? How do we elevate their perception of you? It takes about 10 seconds to explain what you do. So they say, hey, Brian, great barbecue today. We're at here, you know, for the holiday, whatever. And they say, what do you do? I move money for a living, if you will. I'm an asset manager. I move money for a living. I'm an asset manager. They're going to usually say, what do you mean? Sounds cool. I help the organization I work with helps hedge funds, investors, relocation companies, and families that are looking to buy and sell. I happen to hold a real estate license. Now, you noticed I never said I'm a realtor. I never said I work for EXP or global company, because that, no offense, it's not going to wow them. They already know too many real estate agents, but they never met anybody that says, what do I do for a living? I move money for a living. I'm an asset manager. Our firm helps out investors, hedge funds, relocation companies, and just regular people buying and selling. I happen to hold a real estate license. I should be able to ask you, what do you do for a living? I want you to imagine one day I call you. You've been in the program for a while. You've listened to this audio 17 times. Do you get it down right? And I call you and say, hey, Sally, what do you do for a living? Hey, Roberto, what do you do for a living? And hopefully you're going to say, Brian, Glad you asked. I'm an asset manager. I move money for a living. We help out investors, hedge funds, relocation companies, actually, and families, people that buy and sell real estate. I happen to hold a real estate license. And I give you a high five. You'll find when you do that, it's going to lead to other conversations where people now see you as what? Another realtor or an expert in the room. They're going to ask you your opinion of the marketplace. And the reason you're going to be able to explain your opinion of the marketplace, because they have an opinion. Everybody has an opinion. But when you say, what I've noticed about the velocity in the marketplace, we were looking at a property the other day, and there were 30 properties for sale. The house was $700,000. Remember, agents, you're storytellers. So use this opportunity to talk about something you just did. And you say, you know what, there was this property we were looking at. It's about $500,000. What's interesting is there were 30 for sale within about a mile, because we love to look at velocity. That's what I was trained to do, look at velocity in the marketplace, because velocity has everything to do with your property appreciating. But what's interesting though, while there were 30 that were for sale in the area, there's only two that were under contract nearby. So we had about a 15-to-1 ratio, which means the market there was in a reset. However, we had another property we were looking at where there also were 30 for sale within a mile, but ironically, there were 42 pending properties. So the supply was the same, about the same in both markets, but the demand was drastically different. One mutual fund, sorry, we think of subdivisions like the mutual funds. Houses are like stocks. What we found was the one area, mutual fund subdivision, had, you know, 30 for sale, two pending. The other one had 30 for sale, 42 pending. One was a much better appreciating mutual fund or subdivision, the other one was. And the seller said, the person at the barbecue says to you, you know, hey, we're thinking of selling. Could you come over and take a look at our property? Or we're thinking about buying over in that that Bay Area over there. What do you think of that Bay Area? Now, this, they're going to tell you what they think. You'll see. They're going to say, well, we think that Bay Area is great. It never loses money. Yours is, you're not there to agree or disagree. I'm going to encourage you as often as you possibly can, when the other person expresses their opinion, don't disagree. And state what you think of it. Because you're not going to persuade them. Why are you even trying to argue with them? Too often I've been in the field with agents and somebody says something and the agent corrects them. It's like, that really wasn't the time to do it. It's like being on a first date with somebody that you think is gorgeous and maybe right for you the rest of your life. And you kept correcting them. Will you ever get a second date? Probably not. So back to this, when somebody says to you that they have an opinion of the Bay Area as being really hot, and you know that it's not that hot or something like that, just really take it in. When somebody says, that area is great, yeah, there's a lot of positive, you know, your response is a lot of positive things about that area. What I'm hoping is that our sales force is ABA.